keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And our attention is focused on lots of things here in the United States, certainly the football season, the fact that one of the national football players was harassing or bullying another player, certainly the Obamacare fiasco. Very important issues are taking place over in the Near East, the Middle East. They could plunge us into a war, basically, as you know. Iran is very, very close to getting a nuclear weapon. In fact, some people think that she may already have nuclear weapons. And now we find out that Saudi Arabia is getting nuclear weapons. Pakistan already has nuclear weapons. Certainly, Israel has nuclear weapons. And that whole area is a seething cauldron. Could break out in a nuclear war at any time. And believe me, if there's a nuclear war there, it could very well directly or indirectly involve the United States. Well, with us this morning to cover that issue and other issues having to do with the Middle East is John Quirk, who was 25 years with the CIA, who still has contacts in that area. He just came back maybe 6 months ago after living in Turkey for almost a year. He has certainly contacts with people all throughout that region, and I want you to hear his comments. Good morning, John. Why don't you bring us up to date on what's really going on over there?
Well, good morning. Well, as most people know, there's been a breakdown again of negotiations with Iran, between the United States and Iran. The Obama administration, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. There's been a breakdown of negotiations between Iran and the other powers, especially the United States. The United States was aggressively pushing for an agreement by giving Iran almost everything. The French are taking the blame for blocking the agreement, but, you know, in foreign policy, conservative people do not like peace negotiations. In foreign policy, the nearer one comes to an agreement is, a problem for many people if the other side seems to give in. So what's basically happening, the alternative is, in any kind of negotiations, is not giving in, but the alternative is war, and that's where we're at. The French, at one stage, the Americans in the Senate thought they were heroes because they blocked Obama's peace efforts, and now we're learning that the French are really trying to take advantage of an economic situation. They want to sell and basically make friends with the Saudis, the Gulf states, and sell them a lot of military equipment. I mean, the French say we should be tougher on Iran, and having lived, you know, 22 years in France, it's often difficult to understand the French. But basically what the French are doing, they see a vacuum, they see America's weakness, so they block the negotiations basically for economic reasons. They want to try to please the Saudis, Kuwaitis, the Gulf states, Abu Dhabi on money issues. What's happening, Iran seems to have given in about certain things, but more and more intelligence coming in is that the Iranians already have a bomb, or they're about 98% ready to develop the last stages of a bomb. So what's happening is the Obama administration has given in on almost everything that Iran wants. The United States Senate agrees with Israel. We should not make peace with Iran. Now, either of those scenarios mean war. I'll tell you why. If Obama gives in to the Iranian wishes and it goes forward with some kind of temporary peace negotiation, and what the peace negotiation is Iran is only supposed to freeze its nuclear program for 6 months. In exchange for that, Obama would not only unfreeze all the billions in assets, but also take off some of the economic oil sanctions of Iran shipping oil to India, South Korea, China, Japan, and so on, and Turkey. The U.S. Senate is furious. They don't want any kind of deal like that, and they want even more sanctions against Iran. So there's an impasse. There's definitely an impasse. There's going to be more negotiations in about 12 days. And Obama may do the extraordinary and avoid what the Senate wants, and through executive order, at least unfreeze the billions of dollars while keeping the oil sanctions on. But I have a copy of the proposed settlement deal with Iran, and it's a disaster. It's basically something that has even infuriated the Saudis, the Gulf states, and Israel even more. And the byproduct of a lot of this, when you're talking about foreign policy and national security issues with Iran, is not only military issues or the possibility of going to war, it's economic issues. And the Europeans seem to be taking, not just the French, taking advantage of this to do more trade with the Gulf states. So what's basically happening is the United States is losing its leadership position among the Gulf states, among Israel, among Turkey. And over the last few days, I've talked to a lot of colleagues that are based in Azerbaijan, some of the Arab countries. And what Obama has managed to do in trying to negotiate with Iran is offend the Arabs, offend Israel, offend Turkey, and question among the NATO, our NATO European allies, our leadership position. So what giving Obama the benefit of the doubt, which I hate to do, but giving Obama the benefit of the doubt is that there's a chance of ending, according to Obama, any kind of nuclear confrontation with Iran, and at the risk of benefiting Iran in their regional area to be the regional power. So it's a big, big problem with the United States. I think that it goes back to the fact that we have negotiated with Iran for 8 or 9 years and nothing came about. Now it's
hold that thought, John. We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with John Kirk, talking about the nuclear confrontation raising its head there, at least.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest John Quirk. We're talking about the situation, the explosive situation existing over in the Middle East today, the fact that Iran is either on the verge of getting a bomb or already has one. But then, of course, Israel is not going to simply sit back and allow this to happen. And then what about Saudi Arabia drawing away from America, moving towards getting the bomb? All of these things could have a profound impact on the lives of everyone listening to this program, and these things are not being discussed here in America. John, pick up the story.
Well, Mr. Kerry tried to negotiate with Mr. Netanyahu of Israel, and Netanyahu just came out and basically blasted any kind of negotiations. He started complaining and ripping the United States. And now what the Israeli lobby is doing, and Israel directly, they're definitely playing to the U.S. Senate. And Netanyahu, he enjoys more confidence both in our senators who are Democratic and Republican. And the Senate is going forward with even tougher sanctions against Iran. But however, what that's going to cause, the Iranians will then move forward and develop a bomb. And at that stage, Israel will be forced to attack Iran. And I blame a couple things for this. I blame the fact that Mr. Obama waited too long to put pressure on the Iranians. The Iranians are very close to having nuclear weapons. And now what this has caused the Saudis and others. The Saudis are now negotiating with the Pakistanis to buy bombs. They're building up more military. Israel is expanding its submarine force on maneuvers against Iran, basically. And we're on the verge of a major war. I don't see how we can avoid this, because we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. And it's almost too late to make peace with Iran. There's too many divergent elements. There's now the Gulf states are not with us. Obama has offended them. Turkey is not with us, and we need them. They border that whole area. They border Iraq. They border Syria. They're pulling away from us because they're going more to Islam. You've got worries by Israel of how long Egypt can continue to sustain wailing on the Muslim Brotherhood and wiping them out. And the agreement that the United States has offered Iran, which is basically giving them everything, is so complicated and so divergent, nobody can really understand why Obama would do it. He's talking about eliminating 20% of Iran's enriched uranium. He's talking about reducing other parts of their program. He's talking about not even condemning them for international terrorism or what Iran is doing to supply Hezbollah with rockets. And Iran has come back and said they have an inalienable right to enrich uranium under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement, and Obama has agreed to that. He's agreed to it to give them what they call peaceful nuclear energy, which the Israelis cannot possibly accept. The expansion of Iran's plutonium production. Basically, what the agreement is saying, Iran can do anything they want with some oversight that the United States and other countries would do. China and Russia have been very weak in their support of an agreement. France has bolted from us, as I said, because of economic reasons. And the whole issue of the previous Western positions have been eroded in the desperate attempt of Kerry and Obama to make peace with Iran before they leave office. And no matter what agreement we make with them, even if it were a tougher agreement, the Israelis would not accept it. And they don't even want to accept the fact of permitting a heavy water reactor, which Obama's given into. Obama wants to do this. He wants to do this agreement in steps. He wants to first unfreeze liquid assets. That's money in bank accounts in Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Canada, and the United States, which we're losing even control over the financial aspects of the deal because of the downgrade of the United States' credit rating and the whole question of devaluating the dollar and so on and so forth. We don't have the power to stop them from getting hold of their assets like we did a few years ago. So what's happening is it's a move to war. It's every facet of this aspect is moving more and more to war.
And that is rather frightening. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is a war, it's going to impact on America. We certainly have been through World War One, World War Two. We lost our men, but certainly the war did not certainly touch our shores. We did not see the havoc, the destruction. I fear that with this coming nuclear war, and I believe it is going to be a nuclear war, it is going to have an impact on America. And the fact that we're not talking about this, the fact that this is not on the front page of our paper every day, simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what we think. And the fact that the people who really run America do not want the American people to realize the proximity of what's coming down the line and basically the implications as far as the lives of the people in this country. I share your concern, John. So what can be done? Is there anything we can do to avoid a war, certainly, as Saudi Arabia moves towards nuclear weapons, as Iran either has or certainly will very soon have nuclear weapons? That whole area is a seething cauldron, or just waiting to explode.
Well, there's three aspects that will move this whole area. Here's the first aspect. We are now getting more intelligence, not just from Israel, but more intelligence on the fact that the Iranians either have a bomb or are like 98% able in a few weeks to develop a bomb. And what the Israelis are doing is they're now going to all members of the House and Senate, all 535 members. They're bypassing the Obama administration and Hagel at the Secretary of Defense and the Pentagon and the CIA, and they're basically pitching the senators directly. And part of that is the fact that the Israeli population, they loathe Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama, from the beginning of his relationship with Israel, has been cold and standoffish. They know that he's tried to abrogate agreements between the United States and Israel. They see him initially as anti-Semitic, as much as AIPAC and the American Jewish lobby have tried to convince Israel and Obama to work together. I think AIPAC has an uphill battle. So there's a perception, whether it's true or not, that Mr. Obama is anti-Semitic and he doesn't care about Israel. Mr. Netanyahu is just frustrated beyond all means, and it's unprecedented that a country would start directly dealing with the House and Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committees and telling them, bypassing the Obama administration, that they should put more sanctions on Iran. Now, Iran is looking at this. The Saudis are looking at this. And what the Iranians are saying is that, you know, if there's more and more sanctions against us and we can't ship oil, then we're going to have to develop some kind of nuclear umbrella to protect ourselves. As they accelerate, literally in the next few weeks, Israel will be forced to attack them, and they're ready. Israel is, they've issued gas masks to everybody. They're fed up with the fact that the United States, as part of the peace agreement, has not put more pressure on Iran to back off of supplying Hezbollah with missiles. They're irritated that Obama doesn't do anything about Syria, that there's more Iranian and Russian material coming into Syria, which threatens Lebanon and the region. So Israel has many, many reasons to attack Iran. Iran, as they start to see America's power and weakness develop, they're going to develop nuclear weapons. And then, as you said, the Saudis are going to reach out probably to the Pakistanis. Other Gulf states may do the same thing. They're buying more weapons. They're getting weapons now from France. And France sees that vacuum and an opportunity to make money. And it's really a position of the Obama's poor leadership. So I would say the likely scenario, as I said, there's three major things that you'll see. More intelligence that Iran is going to accelerate the development of nuclear weapons over the next few weeks. The second thing is Obama has started to replace quite a few top U.S. military that don't agree with his policies. And a lot of our military is fragmented. They disagree with his policy on Syria. Some agree, some disagree. They disagree with his policy with Turkey, that we're losing Turkey. That's our military. And Obama has replaced about 200 generals and admirals, and he has a plan that Valerie Jarrett in the White House has to replace even more military people. Then the third thing is economic. Toward December and January, we have the whole issue of closing the government down and the debt crisis. And Obama's popularity is starting to wane now for a lot of reasons. I think foreign policy is one of them. Obamacare is certainly the other part. And what we may be seeing is a tremendous weakness in America's ability to convince both our adversaries and our allies of our strength. So I think the crucial things that are happening in the next 2 months are intelligence, Obama replacing a lot of our military leaders that don't agree with his policies. And the third thing is the economic situation of the debt that we're in. And there's a lot of other things happening outside the regional issue of Iran. China is building up and cozying up to Caribbean nations, Latin American nations, and especially to Turkey. Russia is continuing to poke us in the eye wherever they can. I mean, we gave in to the Russians on Syria, and they're not helping us with negotiations with Iran. In fact, not only are they not helping us, they're continuing to supply Iran with air defense missiles, and at the same time, they're seemingly trying to create with the United Nations Security Council against Iran, but it's not real. It's false. So the United States is completely isolated now, except for maybe Great Britain, Korea, Japan, Germany is angry at us over the NSA thing. I can't think of a time in American history where we have so many scandals. International trust has been lost in the United States. And to me, what that is, there is a conspiracy by Russia, China, and Iran to downsize and possibly destroy the United States. I mean, it's all coming together.
And I don't think the average American really understands that our nation is on the verge of financial bankruptcy. You cannot continue creating $1 trillion a year out of nothing simply to keep our economy going. What I call the invisible government is trying to keep us going by putting out $85 billion a month they create. But they can only do this so much longer. They know the crisis is coming. I think that they know the war is coming. And with that, of course, will come a complete change of the economic structure of this nation, and an awful lot of people who have not made preparations are going to be destroyed. We are on the verge of a major war. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, John Quirk, who many years with the intelligence agencies, still has strong contact with them, with people within those agencies. And you're getting information here this morning you're not going to get elsewhere. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. We'll be back in just a moment here with John Quirk, here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534, and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Our guest, John Quirk. We're talking about the very real possibility of a major war in the Middle East. And if you think for 1 minute that if Israel were to attack Iran, that Iran would not retaliate against the United States, I think you're sadly mistaken. Certainly their leaders listen to what they're saying. You'll see that up on the Internet, and their leaders are talking about if they are attacked, they will retaliate against the United States. And people say, well, how could they hurt us? All they need is certainly one nuclear weapon exploded above the middle part of our country. They could wipe out our grid, and suddenly we would be plunged into darkness here throughout most of America. It would totally disrupt the electronic infrastructure of this nation. And the question is, why aren't we making any preparations for this? I mean, it would be very simple to suddenly to protect our electronic grid, and yet there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to block the effort on the part of a group of congressmen. We're trying, of course, to harden our grid so that we would not be susceptible to an EMP attack. John, as we look and see what's going on, what do you think Israel is going to do?
Well, you know, we've been talking about efforts of negotiating to avoid war. Let's talk a little bit about the people that will benefit from a war, because there are people that benefit from a war. Usually economies in Western society, like the United States and Europe, would benefit from a war. If you look at both of our economies now, the recovery in America is stalling. Europe is a basket case. It's getting worse. And a war would actually benefit, because countries would print money for military equipment, and it's sad to say, but they would benefit. Temporarily now, Israel is benefiting. Israel is now making agreements of trade and military cooperation with Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and even Oman. They're starting to benefit. They're very strong militarily. Their economy is very strong. It could probably weather a war, except Iran would attack Israel. There's no doubt about it. There's no question about it. They would attack Saudi Arabia. They would attack any Sunni country that is in alliance with the United States and Israel, and they will retaliate. I'm not sure that Iran would benefit from a war, but Europe and America would certainly benefit. The other thing is that when you're talking about lobbies, the 535 members of Congress all have constituents that would make money in a war. They would make money in their defense plants, whether they're Raytheon or L'Oreal or Lockheed or Boeing, and employment would go up. More money would be put into war materials, and it would probably temporarily stay our potential bankruptcy. In other words, more and more money, our debt would increase, but the economy would certainly pick up. At least this is how some people look at it. The other thing is the banks in Europe would certainly benefit, because they are basically illiquid. They're getting worse. They have no money from government. They have no money from business, especially countries like France and Spain and Italy are in very bad shape. Unemployment is very high. Things are very, very bad, and they would benefit from war. The ultimate, Israel will not benefit. I mean, they may benefit temporarily economically, but they will be in a full-scale war with Hezbollah. That's how Iran will start the war. They will have Hezbollah attack or cause the defense forces to be pinned down by Hezbollah fighters, while Iran retaliates with missiles, possibly their navy. The United States, whether Mr. Obama likes it or not, will be forced to support Israel. What's amazing about the negotiations that we're doing is the United States has pulled out all of its forces in the Gulf. We no longer have six carrier task forces. We have a few destroyers. We were sending Marine amphibious ships there. They've been all called back. And this is not a good sign. The Iranians, they will negotiate under pressure, but we're not putting any pressure under them. So what's happening, it's very similar to what happened before World War One. Everybody starts to make alliances with former adversaries or friends, and everybody starts to line up. So that's one of the other reasons you start to see that war preparations are being made. Now, in the United States, it's just the opposite. Mr. Obama is starting to cut back on our military. He's reducing things. He's reducing things like ammunition. If you contact a lot of our missile defense contractors, our inventory for cruise and Tomahawk missiles is down. We don't have any ships in the area. So it's like Mr. Obama was planning to have peace with Iran and that we would not need our military there. So there's a lot of very strange things that are happening. And if you study war per se, World War II, even Vietnam, you go back to World War One, there's similar situations happening where it's hard to figure out why we're not prepared in that area. And at the same time, other people are trying to take control of the leadership role that Obama should have. The Senate is actually going to have more sanctions, which is going to make the Iranians angry. It's going to please the Israelis, but it's going to be a precursor to war. It's going to be a catalyst for war. So some people in our Treasury Department and some people in, you know, finance and Wall Street think that a war would be a good thing for making money, okay? So this is the situation that we live in. The one-worlders, the various people in kind of pseudo-secret societies, whether you believe in the Illuminati or whether you believe in the Trilateral Commission, certainly the one-worlders would benefit from war because they see then there would be a shakeout. The bottom line is the United States' economy and power will take a big hit. We've already lost support of the Arabs because of the fact that they do not like the Persians, the Iranians. We've lost support of Israel. We've lost support of Saudi Arabia, Turkey. And this also could be a precursor, and the Russians would love it, and the French wouldn't mind it either, is to destroy NATO, basically to say we can't afford to spend any more money. The United States would have to come into this major war. Europe will not support us. They don't have the money. They don't have the military power. England would stay with us, possibly France, but now I'm starting to worry about the French with them closing up to the Gulf states. And both France and other countries, especially Germany, have opened up all kinds of trade negotiations with Iran, even though they're developing nuclear weapons. So what it basically shows is a weakness of American power. And if you don't want to blame Obama for everything, you can say this has been building for a lot of other reasons over a long period of time. We've probably made too many mistakes by going to war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hold that thought, John. Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Johnson Box Company says cancer is a silent killer. Early detection is important towards the prevention and treatment. Be sure to educate yourself and your family of the danger. And if you or a loved one is dealing with cancer diagnosis, explore your options. This important reminder is a tribute to Vi Nelson, a 7-year survivor at Johnson Box Company at 5203 Federal Boulevard in Denver. Serving Denver since 1952, call 303-477-0909, where Roxanne and the staff say let's not forget all the area's mothers standing strong in the fight for the cure.
Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, and sacrifice, and their courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder from Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans, proud to honor our veterans and all our men and women in uniform.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and basically, of course, as you listen to the television, as you listen to radio, why we hear talk about all sorts of things, but nobody is warning about war in this situation. I wanted John to be with us this morning. I think his information is valid and something you should be vitally concerned about. A major war would have a profound impact on America financially, and certainly could destroy a great deal of the infrastructure of this nation, convert us from a major nation into a minor nation. People can't imagine that happen. It couldn't happen in America. And I would ask, why not? When the nation turns against God, do you think for 1 minute that God doesn't turn against that nation? And if you don't look at this, what's going on today from a spiritual point of view, you miss the point of everything that's happening. And this is why I do what I do. Trying to sound the alarm, trying to get people concerned and to understand not only what's happening geopolitically and militarily, but spiritually as far as the forces working behind the scenes. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But I believe that war is imminent, and of course, financially, we can't afford it. We're already it's over $17 trillion in debt, and the real debt is well over $86 trillion. If you look at using the general accepted accounting techniques, and basically, of course, it is all the money that we promised to put out for retirees, government and retirees, and Medicare and Social Security. The money isn't there. The only way that you're going to be able to take care of this is to destroy the whole system. And that is what a war will very conveniently do, but it will end up impoverishing our elderly, impoverishing the vast majority of our people, almost half of whom are on a government, a welfare check at the present time. And we're talking about the total change in the economic structure of this country. John, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think one of the problems we have in terms of our overall foreign policy and national security, we just have so many people against us. Even in the Cold War, you know, it was kind of regulated between Russian Soviet communism and the United States and various non-aligned countries that were against America, or they were trying to get Russian aid, Soviet aid, or other countries who were trying to get American aid. Today, we have countries like Venezuela that have made non-aggression pacts with the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians, and they basically said if there's a war, they will do things to hurt. They will do things to hurt America, and it's the same thing with other Latin American countries, Bolivia, Nicaragua. They formed this group against America. China is doing everything it can to form groups against us. Same in the Arab world, and The worst thing is for America is that they perceive our weakness. And in perceiving our weakness, they can form alliances with countries like Russia and China. And they're all kind of chomping at the bit to see America go down the tubes. And it gets me because we've done so much for so many other countries. And basically, the way we are today, we're in a period of weakness. Mr. Obama is a weak leader. His popularity is declining.
I guess because of Obamacare, I certainly see it declining because of his national security policy and his foreign policy. And if you combine his popularity going down between both domestic and foreign policy issues, it puts the United States in a very bad period of weakness. It's very similar to World War II, where the United States had the 40th smallest army. We tried to be isolationist, and you saw the rise of Nazi Germany and Japanese militarism. And the United States' great economic power, our manufacturing base, made us a superpower because we went to war, basically. So it's different today. We have tremendous amounts of debt. We have a great military, but, you know, they've been fighting for probably 12 to 15 years. A lot of them units are tired and burned out. We have a major war, which people forget about Al-Qaeda worldwide, and our drone program is very successful in killing Al-Qaeda, but we've offended a lot of countries doing it. And it's the same thing. I think you're going to see the United States start to pull out of the Middle East, or we're going to be driven out of the Middle East. And then we're going to have to fight isolated wars to defend our interests, and that's going to cost money. So in the next few months, I think there'll be a shakeout. I do not see peace with Iran. I do not see a negotiated settlement. I see military strikes by Israel. And then the big question is, what will Iran do? How will they retaliate?
And, of course, they can retaliate certainly directly against Israel, but they could also retaliate against the United States. And certainly go up on the Internet and see what the Iranian leaders are actually saying. And they're openly talking about an attack on the United States. And yet, of course, we're not even mentioning that on the evening news. We're not mentioning that certainly in most of our discussions. But listen to what the Iranian leaders are saying. And what is the response of our leaders? Absolutely nothing, because we're not telling the American people of the imminence of what I fear is going to be a war and an attack on America that could change the world we live in forever. John, parting thoughts. We've got a minute for you to wrap up the program.
Well, I think the only hope at this stage is some kind of negotiated agreement between the U.S. Senate and Obama to try to save what could be a good peace resolution. That's step one. Step two is we must convince Israel at this stage for their own security. I'm not sure we can do that anymore. They've lost faith in us, but I guess I shouldn't be so negative. There's a chance there. And I think that's summarizing everything. And you've got to hope that world leaders, including Russia, Venezuela, the Arab states, can come together in some type of summit to avoid war. And if that doesn't happen, if Putin and these other people that hate America win the day, then I think we're going to be in an all-out war. First, it'll start as a regional war, and then who knows, it could expand. Or it could go nuclear, which I haven't talked about.
Well, we'll have to do that on another occasion. Our guest has been John Quirk. This is the information you're not going to get through the regular channel. God bless you, John. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you listened to the program this morning. You may even want to get a copy of it and listen to it. I think what John said is very, very accurate. He has ties to many of the people working behind the scenes. You're going to hear information here you will not hear elsewhere. Well, this is still the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We need your help to maintain our network. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We have programs in the afternoon and the evening. They're heard on stations all across America. And through the miracle of the Internet, while we're here throughout the world, we're certainly, you can hear our programs with an iPhone or a cell phone, iPad. They're all available. They are at 1 hour in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening, available through the American Freedom Network. Genesis has the 2 hours in the afternoon available by telephone. You need to listen to the programs, and then, of course, we have the shortwave. We have the satellite. People can get the stations that way because they get it on radio stations across America. But if you'd like to help us maintain this network of information that's going to give you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly subscribe to our local, our monthly newsletter. You get our 4 best tapes and CDs of the month. You can simply buy our tapes and books and videos and things of that sort, because that all goes into the kitty to help finances. We do have an excellent, a list of health products that Barbara and I take. And certainly, most Americans are deficient in magnesium, and you need that for your heart, for your mind, for your muscles, for even for your bowel function. Magnesium is key. 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium, and you should be taking supplements of that. And a number of other items, and certainly this is all covered in, you can get our list of health products. If you haven't read Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, I've known Russell for 30 years. You need to get his book. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like a list of the health products we carry, why we think they're the important one. Give us a call, and most people are deficient in iodine. You should be taking probably a iodine supplement, the vitamin D3. Most people are deficient there. You need supplementary flavonoids like curcumin and quercetin. They're all available from Radio Liberty, and if you'd like a list of the health products, you can get it out of our catalog. You can get it from the list we can send you. You can